Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, I'm Louis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz of Homevestors Dallas. Kevin is going to be talking to us today about what type of real estate investor you are or can be. Are you a jack of all trades or a master of one? It's very important, and it's an important distinction because it will influence the type of real estate investments you make. So with that having been said, let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Louis.
Hi. So as we customarily do, let's dive into this. Tell us about this distinction between the two types of real estate investors, because it is an important one.
Well, probably the best place to start is something with relative familiarity to most, and that's this concept of diversified investments. And, you know, we all are probably familiar with that term, and we're probably familiar with it as it relates to traditional investing that you would do in the stock market, for instance. You know, if you've at the point in your life where you're thinking about retirement and thinking about investing, then you've probably thought about or read about or even been advised that, hey, you need to diversify your investment portfolio. And in the typical context for most people, that means, well, I need to buy some stocks, and I probably need to buy some bonds, and I probably need to invest in mutual funds, and perhaps I need an annuity, or perhaps I have to stockpile some cash within my investment portfolio, or maybe even buy some treasury bills. And when you engage in all these different types of investments, it ultimately results in a diversified portfolio, which by most standards makes a lot of sense to diversify your portfolio, diversify your returns, and diversify your risk. Well, in the world of real estate investing, the same holds true. There's a lot of value, and it makes a lot of sense to diversify your real estate investments. It means it's similar to our previous example as it relates to stocks and bonds and mutual funds. You can diversify your real estate investments. You can do things like fix and flips. You can buy and hold, rent, which basically means rental properties, and those could be single family or those could be multifamily. You could buy properties that you turn around and sell or finance. You could buy properties that you turn around and wholesale, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, there's many ways to diversify within the umbrella of real estate investments, similar to as you would with your traditional investment. And at the end of the day, these different types of real estate investments, they all can combine together to ultimately produce more comprehensive and more complete results for you in terms of returns or the profits that you generate. Once again, very similar to the approach of diversifying your traditional investments in stocks and mutual funds and treasury bills, etc. And I think this is really relevant to the new investor, first of all, who may be thinking about beginning real estate investing and struggling with or juggling with the concept of, should I try to do everything? Should I get some rental properties? Should I do some fix and flips? And should I be wholesaling all at the same time right out of the gate, which would be our jack of all trade that you referred to? Or as a new investor, should I sink my teeth into one type of real estate investing and focus there first and build my business on that foundation or on that building block? Should I initially just focus on wholesaling properties, for instance, and do that for an extended period of time, maybe a year or so, until I build my business, stabilize my business, educate myself, and am able then to expand into other real estate investing at a later time? I think it's relevant for that new investor. I think it's also an equally relevant question for perhaps the investor who is a year or two or three into their real estate investing career, and they're wondering, hey, I have been investing now for quite some time, and I've become pretty good at wholesaling properties. and I'm ready now to diversify my real estate investing into some other arenas. And perhaps that other arena is buying rental properties or buy and hold properties. Or perhaps that more experienced investor who's seeking to grow and scale their business, maybe they're ready to head into fix and flips and add that to their portfolio of real estate investing in addition to their current wholesaling. So the point is, it's the concept of diversifying your real estate investments or becoming a jack of all trades versus a master of one. There's a valid point in time when it becomes a valid question, and it applies to both that new investor wondering where to start, how to start, or that more tenured investor wondering where to go in order to grow and scale. So let's talk a little bit then about this concept of diversifying your real estate investing. The good news, why it's very doable and very achievable with real estate investing. And there's really three core areas to look at. The first one is what I'll call synergy. And synergy within real estate investing is what enables you to easily expand into other real estate investing types without a tremendous amount of incremental effort or investment or education or resources. And here's where the synergy lies within your real estate investing. As a real estate investor, for most of us, our largest single expense and our largest single effort is typically in our advertising, or put another way, in our efforts to generate leads, leads of motivated sellers that we can buy their properties from. My single most largest expense in my business and my single most largest investment in my business, but it's also the heart of my business. The more I advertise, the more leads I generate, the more real estate investments I can make in the form of purchasing single-family homes. The great thing about these leads, though, as you generate them and you invest in them and you work to cultivate them and source them into your business, there's tremendous synergy, meaning some leads are going to be great buys for rental properties. Some other leads, due to where they are or what they are or the price you're able to purchase them, they're going to be great leads to buy for fix and flips. Other leads may be great properties to wholesale. Others may be great to seller finance. And so you can see the synergy you get. If you're advertising aggressively and professionally and efficiently and effectively, you're generating leads. And many of those leads may work well for your current strategy of wholesaling, for instance. And you may be turning away from or setting aside or walking away from leads that could be great leads for you to fix and flip or great leads for you to buy and hold as rentals. And that enables you to easily expand and diversify your real estate investments because you've got the leads coming in that will support and fuel and drive some of these other investment endeavors in some of these other areas. Secondly, when it comes to diversifying your real estate investment efforts, if you are a real estate investor now, or if you've talked to or read about or educated yourself on real estate investing, particularly in the residential or single family real estate investing arena, you're going to hear it referred to, for lack of a better word, as a lumpy business. And really what this means is that there's some ups and downs, there's some troughs and valleys in the world and in the life of a single family residential real estate investor, meaning you're going to go periods of time where those leads that are coming in converting. They're not good leads, they're not quality leads, they're not leads that you could convert into buys. And sometimes, you know, you're able to buy multiple properties in a week or in a month or in whatever period of time. But equally so, there are times when you may go a week or a month without buying a property off those leads for whatever reason. And it creates a pretty lumpy business in terms of your incoming revenues. Some months you'll earn more than other months, and it's all dependent upon those leads and your ability and your desire and your willingness and your capability to convert them. Well, when you diversify your real estate investing, it helps to smooth those lumps in your business and in your revenue stream. Think about it. As you wholesale properties day in and day out, it sure would be nice if you had a portfolio of rental properties on the side who were generating constant and consistent monthly rental income streams. When you have that type of income stream that's stable and consistent, in addition to income streams that you're generating from some of your other real estate investing, some of the more lumpy real estate investment strategies like fix and flip or wholesaling, that constant and consistent income stream or revenue stream from your rentals helps to smooth out those valleys or those troughs that can occur during those times when your leads just aren't converting like you'd like. You're not able to buy as many of them as you would like for whatever reason, quite often reasons totally out of your control. So the benefit of diversifying your real estate investing as you proceed and grow is that it will help to smooth out those lumps and help to blend out those troughs and help to normalize your revenue streams on your business, which ultimately makes the business a lot more easy to run, a lot more fun to run, and a lot less stressful for you when you have that consistent revenue producing consistent income. And then third, when it comes to diversifying your real estate investing, as you embark into different types of real estate investing, you know, fix and flips, wholesaling, seller financing, buy and hold rental properties, as you explore and enter into those different facets, it's almost like putting another piece into an incomplete puzzle and moving closer to completing that puzzle as you add each piece. And what I mean there is, as a real estate investor, your ultimate objectives are likely centered around the fact that, number one, I want to generate income or cash flow, you know, money that I can use to live on, pay my bills, and cover my regular living expenses. But at the same time, I also want to generate and build wealth. And this is income that I'm not using to pay bills and to support my current lifestyle. It's money that I'm able to set aside to support my future lifestyle long term, beyond retirement, into retirement, bigger things like college educations and things outside of your normal day-to-day expenses. So you're trying to build income and you're trying to build wealth. These are two key puzzle pieces that come together to build the entire puzzle and complete the entire picture. Well, diversifying your real estate investing is going to help complete that puzzle because there's different types of real estate investing that will drive income and there's other types that will drive wealth. And when you put all those different types of investing together, it's like putting the total puzzle together. Specifically, you know, those income type real estate investments, that's your wholesaling and your rehabbing. You're generating cash. You're generating revenues and very large sums that will help cover your day-to-day expenses and your funding your lifestyle versus some of the wealth-generating investment tactics are more on the rentals and on the seller financing, where you're not earning those huge amounts of money each month or with each deal or with each transaction, but instead you're building long-term cash flow streams. You know, a rental property, it may only generate $300, $400, or $500 a month in income, unlike a fix and flip that may generate $30,000, $40,000, or $50,000 when you sell it. But the income stream and the cash flow off that rental property generates your wealth. So your diversification of investments helps complete that puzzle of income and wealth. So think about it. You may be a master of one now, but there's a time to become a jack of all trades in your investing. And when you do, it'll get you to your ultimate destination.
Great point. Thanks so much, Kevin.
Thank you.